East Timor's government is planning to order the arrest of 18 rebel soldiers, believed to have been involved in the shooting Monday of President José Ramos Horta. He was badly wounded in the attack, in which fugitive rebel leader Alfredo Renado was killed. Insurgents also attacked the motorcade of Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão, who escaped unhurt. Mr. Ramos Horta is being treated at Australia's Royal Darwin Hospital after being airlifted there Monday. He's undergone more surgery to repair a damaged lung and to remove bullet fragments after being shot in the chest and back. Further operations are expected. Dr. Len Notaris says he's hopeful the East Timorese leader will make a good recovery, although for now he remains in serious condition.
It is foolish to be overconfident at this particular stage. It's still very early days. We continue to maintain a high level of vigilance, exercise those clinical skills that we have become nationally and internationally known to perform extremely well.
The man accused of leading the assassination attempt, Alfredo Renado, was blamed for leading an uprising in 2006 that drove thousands of civilians from their homes in fear. The violence resulted in the emergency intervention of peacekeepers from Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia and Portugal. Renado was indicted on several counts of murder but escaped from jail awaiting trial. Some observers say this week's events happened because the rule of law in the country is so weak, delaying Renado's going on trial. Following Monday's attacks, Australia is sending reinforcements to help the 1,600-strong United Nations police contingent. The East Timorese capital, Dili, has been calm in recent days, but there are fears that forces loyal to Renado could cause more trouble in the fragile democracy. East Timor voted to split from Indonesia in a violence-plagued referendum in 1999. Independence came in 2002, but has thus far failed to deliver peace or prosperity to an impoverished population. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Darwin, Australia.